Disgrace by J.M. Coetzee. Read by Jack Claff. Chapter 1. For a man of his age, 52, divorced, he has, to his mind, solved the problem of sex rather well. On Thursday afternoons, he drives to Greenpoint. Punctually at 2 p.m., he presses the buzzer at the entrance to Windsor Mansions, speaks his name, and enters. Waiting for him at the door of number 113 is Soraya. He goes straight through to the bedroom, which is pleasant-smelling and softly lit, and undresses. Soraya emerges from the bathroom, drops her robe, slides into bed beside him. "Have you missed me?" she asks. "I miss you all the time," he replies. He strokes her honey-brown body, unmarked by the sun. He stretches her out, kisses her breast. They make love. Soraya is tall and slim, with long black hair and dark, liquid eyes. Technically, he's old enough to be her father, but then, technically, one can be a father at 12. He has been on her books for over a year. He finds her entirely satisfactory. In the desert of the week, Thursdays become an oasis of luxe et volupté. In bed, Soraya is not effusive. Her temperament is, in fact, rather quiet. Quiet and docile. In her general opinions, she's surprisingly moralistic. She's offended by tourists who bare their breasts. Udders, she calls them, on public beaches. She thinks vagabonds should be...